1992, a Korean American by the name of Chu Thomas becomes a born again Christian. What makes this story unique is that 2 years after her conversion, Chu was visited by Jesus Christ of Nazareth. She was subsequently escorted to heaven several times.
Besides experiencing heaven, Chu was also shown hell twice. On this, she writes, "I could see fumes of dark smoke rising from a deep pit. It was like the crater of a volcano, and inside I could see flames scorching a multitude of people who were screaming and crying in the kind of agony that only the severely burned truly knew. The people were naked, without hair, and standing close to one another, moving like worms, and the flames were scorching their bodies. There was no escape from those who were captured in the pit. Its walls were too deep for them to climb, and the hot coals of fire were all around the edges. Even though the Lord did not tell me this, I knew I was standing at the brink of hell."
In heaven, whatever He showed me, it was such exciting things and awesome things. But next, He showed me hell. He took me to hell. The first thing I seen, inside was all fire, but it was deep, dark, endless hole. People were naked, no hair. They didn't have no hair, they didn't have no clothes, and all naked body. They were standing so close to each other. Seems like they were pushing each other against them, because they wanted to get away from fire. Each time they move, the fire followed them, back and forth, back and forth. Just whole place was fire. These people were standing so close to each other. It looked so pain and sad. And I couldn't help crying so much for them.
One is called heaven and the other is called hell. And it is this life where we choose which one we're going to. And therefore, when we turn to the Word of God tonight, let's recognize that we are here forever, my friends. Not one of us is in this building temporarily as just a temporary person. We will be around forever. The moment you are conceived, you are there forever in the sight of God, and we will all live somewhere, either in heaven or in hell. It is what we do with Jesus Christ, who hung on the cross, that makes all the difference.
Jesus tells the story of a rich man who died and is sent to hell. He looks up from hell, where he is in torment, and he sees Abraham far away. He begs Abraham to have pity on him, because he pleads, "I am in agony in this fire."
"Father Abraham, have mercy upon me. Send Lazarus to his vicar in water and cool my tongue. I am in agony in this fire."
Remember that in your lifetime you received your good things while Lazarus received bad things. But now he is comforted here and you are in agony. And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us.
Abraham, he sent Lazarus to my father's house. Five brothers. Do not let them come to this terrible place.
They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.
It's not enough. If someone from the dead were to go to them and tell them, they would turn to God.
If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead.
Recently, as a result of his preaching, a man was raised from the dead. The interesting thing is that Reinhard Bonnke didn't even know he was there at the service. He was in a church, and down in the basement of the church, they had brought the corpse down in the basement, and as Reinhard Bonnke was preaching, the man came back to life.
I want you to tell us about Emil. He was in one of your meetings. He was hit by a car. I understand he was stiff. Rigor mortis had set in. I don't know if they'd embalmed him or not.
They did.
He'd been embalmed.
Yes.
Embalmed.
Yeah, he was embalmed. Not the way it is done in America with removal of organs and so on.
Okay.
But they injected these chemicals into the body to slow down decay. There was no refrigeration.
So what happened? How did he get to your meeting? Oh, there he is.
That's
he's
in the
he's
coffin.
In his coffin. Oh, he's stiff, cold, dead.
But his story is awesome. What he was shown, while he was in eternity.
Tell me what did he see?
An angel took him to show him paradise. He showed him the mansions that are waiting for the saints.
Yeah.
And he was shown hell. He was shown hell. He saw the people in hell. He said, one shouted to him, I was a pastor. I stole money. Help me to return the money. He said it was so frightening to him. Then the angel turned to him and said, the prayer of the rich man in Luke 16 will now be fulfilled, and you will be sent back to earth to warn, as a last warning to this generation.
Now, for those that are aware of that, Jesus, the rich man, he lifted up his eyes in torment. He said, I have a number of brothers. Let me go back and warn them. Father Abraham said, no, said they have Moses and the prophets. If they won't believe them, they won't believe the one rose from the dead. Now, he says, in this last day, he's going to be the one. He's come back.
He has come back. He said, it was so horrible, so horrible. And he said, he came back and he said, heaven is real. Hell is real. Become serious with God. You need to be saved by the blood of Jesus Christ and live a holy life.
It is not purgatory. There is no purgatory in the Bible. Let's make that once more, shall we, that statement? There is no purgatory in the Bible. $1,000 cash reward at the end of this meeting for one verse from the Bible on purgatory. This place, purgatory, was made up by a group of people who were running short of money. And they use it as a money-making machine, playing on the sorrow and the grief of those who are still alive, trying to get their loved one out of a place that doesn't exist. There is no purgatory in the Bible. People made that up. That's a statement.